Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Chris Dush of the 66th Legislative District in Jefferson and Indiana Counties. Representative Dush, welcome to this report to your constituents. While a lot of members from the House of Representatives have been looking into some legislation that came back from the Senate this summer, and that has to do with some tax increases that will occur in both the business realm and on consumers in Pennsylvania if this Senate bill were to be approved. And I understand that there are a group of concerned legislators who have a taxpayer caucus who have been holding hearings on this and just completed one down toward Pittsburgh. What's going on?
Yes, the bicameral taxpayers caucus has been meeting pretty regularly. And since the Senate tax bill came back over on the House side, there have been a large group of us who have been coming down to Harrisburg and digging into the numbers rather extensively. We found a lot of hidden funds. We're actually digging through those, trying to prevent new taxes from occurring, especially these ones that came over to us in the Senate bill. Now, what we are specifically doing around the state is holding a series of hearings. And earlier this week on Tuesday, we were down in Representative Ortiz's district and held a hearing and learned what would happen to people who are on fixed incomes, manufacturing businesses, the gas and electric companies, how those would all be affected, and how that would impact the people in their areas. I'm also hosting one of those hearings in Brookville on Tuesday at the Heritage House in Brookville. It's a community center at 4 Sylvania Street in Brookville. And again, that'll be at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, the 22nd. What we are hoping to find is the impact of all of these taxes, and we're using this as an opportunity to open up the discussion so that there is a real discussion on these issues, and we're looking more than 15 seconds down the road. Our hope is that this becomes the beginning of a substantive discussion of all of the budgetary issues, taking a look at what programs are effective, what are not, and also taking a look at how we manage our money. There are a number of hidden funds that a lot of people and a lot of legislators had no idea of their existence. And this stuff is all coming to light as a result of what we are doing. And I'm very much looking forward to the hearing on Tuesday in Brookville.
Also, it's back to school time. And that means that we're going to be seeing a lot of buses on our highways. And there's a lot of things people need to be aware of when it comes to buses and how you interact with them if you're in a vehicle. What's going on here?
Thank you for the opportunity for that reminder. We're going to have a lot of kids out there. The school year's starting. They've had 3 months of not being used to responding for the school bus. They're going to be doing some crazy stuff over the next few months. And as drivers, we haven't been watching for the buses because they haven't been on the roads. It's just a reminder to watch for those flashing lights and make sure that you stop. Even if you're on a divided highway that has a turn lane or something like that in it, you're still required to stop. So let's make sure that we're being safe for the kids and watching out for those buses and those children.
Representative Dush, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Chris Dush.